'Cause you know time won't wait and you'll be late. White rabbits on the run. It's hard to know what's good for you. I know she let you down, but the fever breaks when it's too much to dig. So you can put your weapons down. All you'll hear is the music. Beauty stands before.
You knew it, you knew. Who's doing six things at once. This is Sky Steele. We've been playing together since 2007, and we started out very kind of classical. We were just piano, violin, and now we've started with all these kinds of wires and crazy shit's going on up here. So that's a sign of a great friendship, I think. I'm gonna play an old song. This is a song that came out in 2004. And I said this is like our second week of tour, so we're in a groove now, so I've been starting to like tell some similar stories before these songs, but I find that people really react to this one, so I'm gonna just repeat it. Sorry, Sky. This song came out in 2004 when my brother was in high school, like knee deep in high school. And not until about 6 months ago, this is a long time, 11 years ago. So 6 months ago, we had a conversation at a bar on the Lower East Side in New York where I finally told him that I didn't write a certain part of the song that was, I think, totally traumatizing to him. So the song's called White Houses. It's amazing how many people know that song. So it's a coming of age story, and the bridge of the song is like something that I think girls have been like screaming into my brother's face, like singing karaoke style, for a good solid like 6 months when that song came out, and I don't think he's ever been the same, and it was like, can you imagine his position in that? It's weird. So I finally was able to tell him, I don't know why it came up, that I didn't actually, this was a co-write, so we all took turns writing different parts of the song. We all edited the story, but that particular part, I didn't write those words. And the relief in this man was palpable, like physically. Everyone in the bar relaxed because he relaxed. So we're back on track. It's red wine.
Are the ones you choose.
Sky is taking her shoes off.
And I am taking my jacket off.
All right, so let's move into the future. I just released a record about 2 or so weeks ago. It's called Liberman, and I wanted to, it kind of lives in its own sonic universe, so it doesn't make sense to switch up, like, different eras of songs. So I'm just gonna, if this night was a sandwich, the roast beef of the evening is Liberman. And fantastic analogy. The first song, I'm gonna kind of go in order of the record, and this first song was called Take It Easy.
Where it is quiet and it gets slow. And as you get
songs mean, I was going to say. This is what the paper cup will do to me. So the next song on the record is called Willows. And I was raised in Pennsylvania, before I moved to New York when I was 13. I grew up in Milford, Pennsylvania. In this little kind of cabin at the top of a very large hill with all these weeping willow trees everywhere. It sounds very kind of perfect, and in a way it was. But my parents really didn't have much money, and they just created something really beautiful for their kids. And it didn't really matter, you know, it was just their vibe, and they wanted to create something nice. And my father is a pilot, my mom's a piano teacher, and it was great, you know, until we hit puberty, and then the shit hits the fan and everything is terrible, and then you have to figure it all out on your own. But up until then, it was really a beautiful thing, and I didn't ever realize what my mom went through when she was kind of setting up the idea of her family. I never thought of that until I was in the position myself. Because I just got married a couple years ago. We have a daughter, her name is Sid. She's 10 months old. She's out on tour with us. So I was able to, for the first time, draw a line between my mother and I, because we're not that close, you know, but for the first time I drew a line between my mom and I. And it was cool. And so that's basically what this song is about, and it's called Willows.
Drives empty the baby's eyes, the ritual purifies every
happens up here. I'm not used to this. I'm like one of those people that should still be using the flip phone. I miss that razor. I got like a hot pink one. I don't even like pink, but I'm like, this is so amazing. Okay, so this is, so I told you about my brother. His name is Edmund. Now, he's in college, or he's about to graduate from college. This is like 2.5 years ago. And I opened my desk drawer, and there is a stack of tarot cards in there. But I don't know anything about tarot cards or astrology, but the cards look really cool. I don't know how they got in there, but the top card was a House of Seven Swords card. And House of Seven Swords, I later figured out what it meant, but it basically, the artwork is like, it looks like a fan of knives. It's cool. A Game of Thrones chair. Once the show came out, it looks like that. So I looked it up, and it basically is multiple meanings, but one that really hit me was that we are all swords. We all have different sides to our blade. We choose which side our blade is, and that makes, after many different decisions of what side we want to be, after us choosing our side, it makes up our character. And it also is very much about courage. So my brother, upon graduating college, he was deciding to move from Philly to New York. And he could have gone to business school, he could have gone to become super smart with money, he could have gone to become a banker. And he is very creative and kind of a weirdo. So he decided to, like in a really good way, and he decided to take the risk and move to the city and not go, you know, upon the path that a lot of his friends were going. And I just think that's such a hard road to take, but I have so much respect for him, taking that path, because I think in the end he's a happier guy, and it's totally scary, but you can totally do it. So I wrote this song for him, because I love him so much, and it's called House of Seven Swords.
Together and yet still we're on
Megan, we went to ballet school together. She fell in love with a Mexican man, got pregnant, got married. She's down there in Sayulita. She, out of the blue, she opened up her little special little cloth, and there was a huge floral, you know, it's like looks like a bud of peyote. You ever see it? Oh, it looks great. It's very like a circular, it's like a color wheel, but it's all the same color. And, it was a really amazing experience. It's not like some crazy, it's not too much. It's not the kind of trip where you're like, have to hole up in a closet. You know, you don't have the potential of like holding up in a closet. It's really a beautiful experience. Very natural, organic. And ever since then, I'm pretty sure that my feelings about music changed, and also my feelings about my personal, I think, capacity for feeling joy changed from eating peyote. I'm not saying that that's going to happen to everyone. Thank you. I don't think anyone's going to find it this evening, but it was really the inspiration, I think, for this kind of music. And so, cut to, I really wanted to make a dream record, and I wanted it to feel like, even if had found the tribal man that comes down from the mountain with the peyote, it could maybe feel a little bit like that. So, I'll just continue on. We have a couple more songs from Liberman. And this is called Blue Pool.
See you again, gray blue pool in LA.
feel that everyone needs a teen breakup song now and then. The thing with this is a song called Nothing Where Something Used to Be, and my theory is that no matter how old you are, in a time of separating from a partner or a breakup, whether it's 2 weeks or like 15 years, you are reduced to feeling like a child, always. Something, it's like the cavewoman or the caveman in you, and something is being taken out away from you. So this isn't really an emo ballad, but it's kind of in the same vein. And it's called Nothing Where Something Used to Be, for the teen in all of us. It's a 35-year-old woman.
Thank you.
we have a little baby on the road with us, as I said earlier. And in the face of her crying, this is the only song that I remember, usually. Now I've actually been able to figure out the entire lyric of Itsy Bitsy Spider, which, does anybody know the third line? Like, if you really think about it, I know maybe a lot of you don't have kids, but you really don't know a lullaby if you're singing it. You really know if you know a lullaby, let's put it that way, if you're singing it in the face of a screaming baby. Because that's when you have to just do the A game. And if you don't know, you just don't know. So this is this song I wrote myself, and this is the only song that came to me when she would cry. She's not really much of a crier, but... And just really quickly, I'd like to explain the wiener flag. The wiener flag, for those that can't see, is not a flag of dicks. It is a flag of long-haired dachshunds. And I myself have a long-haired dachshund. His name is Victor. I've been touring with him since 2004. And sadly, this is the first tour he is not out with us for the entire tour. He's been switched out for the baby for 2 weeks. 3 weeks, just to see how we can do. You know, the baby is different. So this is how we honor Victor. And he's missed, and he will join us when we hit New York after Thanksgiving, so he'll come back then. But it's, you know, it's not bad. Thank you, Sky, for letting me take that up to your thing. Okay, so this is the song River, and it goes like this. Let's hope I remember it. This is the end of my tea, so I don't even know if I can. Like, I'm a mom drinker now. You know. But sometimes mom drinkers, they go like get crazy. I can keep it together, but like two drinks and I'm like, whew. But it's so fun now. It's great. Thank you. since we haven't been on tour in forever, and yes, it's been a long time. We finally have a little shop with us, and we are selling the Liberman version, the version of the record, the new record that has piano vocal versions of all the songs and my original GarageBand demo, the spectacularity of House of Seven Swords. Yes, that's it. And we also have, in honor of Victor, the finest t-shirt that's probably one of, like, maybe the top 20 t-shirts in the world, in my opinion. Take my name out of the equation. Just a shirt with the head of a long-haired wiener on the body of a horse. It just looks amazing. We have that. We also have the vinyl of Radis on the Run. So I did that record all analog. It's all recorded to tape, so the vinyl is like the truest version of that record. So, you know, we're taking it out on the road. Full service. So this song I wrote when I was 16 years old. I was at ballet school, and I was running into some major trouble with a teacher. She was a bitch. And I really couldn't stand to watch her put down some of the kids in my class, and, you know, it was not constructive criticism. It just gets me heated when I talk about it. And, but thanks to her, because we all have weird teachers that really can affect us, but it's all, I think, in the way that you come through it, you know, and I was lucky enough, I have to thank Kay for this, because I skipped her class because I hated it, and instead I was writing music. This was in New York when I was at SAB. And I was writing music in the kitchen. There's an old piano that one of the donors to Lincoln Center had given their piano, and it was in our kitchen. So I wrote the instrumental of the song there, and then I finished it when I was home. I don't know. I didn't write it all in one time, but I had no idea that the song would, you know, do this thing that it did. But I, despite this song, which has been a complete beast, I so appreciate you letting me grow up. Okay, so let's play it. It's got his favorite violin part of all time. Yeah, right. Yeah. and I still miss you. And now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time would pass us by? Cause you know I'd walk a thousand miles if I couldn't just see. Tonight, I'm so lucky to have him. I would like to introduce John McCauley from the band Deer Tick. This band is also the father of my child. John and I met through our friend Patrick Callahan, who is an amazing drummer in a band called My Morning Jacket. Do you know the band? And we worked on a couple songs together for Liberman, and I also sang played the mom in a song on the last Deer Tick album. The album's called Negativity, and this song's called In Our Time, and I just thought it'd be cool if he came out and played it, because it's a good duet. You know what it's about? You explain what it's about.
Oh, I don't know. It's about my parents, really. So it's kind of weird when we're singing it. I'm my dad, and Vanessa is my mom. I guess, you know, growing up, my parents always kept their shit together, you know, for me and my sisters. And now that my sisters and I were all adults, and, you know, I have a family of my own, now my parents are really losing their shit. It is just kind of weird to kind of see that happen when you're an adult. I feel like most kids, their parents get divorced while they're still kids. I don't know, it's weird. My parents are still together. They're really struggling, man. But that shit happens. That's why this is kind of a blues. That's just more. Who am I kidding? It's a country song.
Guitar, and he did this beautiful finger-picking thing, and it totally made me love the song again. And we ended up recording it in 2 takes in the studio we were at in England, and that's what ended up on the record. So now that he's here, because he's out helping me with the baby, I'm like, just play it. We gotta play it for the people. So this is called Matter of Time. When is it time to let go? And is it then that you know all the peace that we've been bringing out of each other? Out of each other. Give her all your darkness, forgive her all your life. His love is like a carrot.
I just want to say, North Market is one of my favorite places to eat in the whole country. I spent 2 hours there this afternoon in hog heaven.
He did, I couldn't find him. This is our Tippy Tap last song, so I would like to thank everybody again for coming out. It's so great to see you all. Thanks for the support. Marching band. I would also like to really give a big, deep thanks to Joshua Hyslop. I want to pronounce it the proper Scottish way because it means high slope, and everyone says it wrong, including me. But he's been awesome, and he's been just a one-man show, and he drives, and he's a lot. We do long drives every single day, and he's a badass. So thanks, Josh.
Story. What's the story?
The story is the song.
Boots on concrete, don't slip on the leaves. Smile, let the strangers, they'll know what you mean. Clowns like a thief.